This year it's Purim Mishuash BeYerushalayim, that when the 15th falls out on Shabbos, so in Purim they share the wealth, they split up Purim into 3 days. So all seem to be agreed when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, it's on Friday. And we'll assume Atanas Rav Yonim as well. Shabbos, you have Al Hanisim, and you have the Kriyas HaTorah. And Sunday, perhaps the Suda. The question is, and there's a discussion on a couple of those, but it's an interesting discussion on when do you do Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reyeho. So actually, you have three shitas, you have three opinions on whether you do the Shloach Manos on Friday, Shabbos, or Sunday. What is the shitas and what is the logic behind each one? So we'll start off the Chazon Ish's opinion is that we do Shloach Manos, Mishloach Manos L'Reyeho on Friday. So in other words, according to the Chazon Ish, we are reading the Megillah, we're doing Matanas Rav Yonim, and we're doing Mishloach Manos. What's the yisod of the Chazon Ish? Is that you always do Shloach Manos together with Matanas Rav Yonim. Why do they always have to be together? It's kind of like the Apuria in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He writes the same yisod, that we want to make sure, really, the whole point of Shloach Manos is it's an extension of Matanas Rav Yonim. We don't want to embarrass the Ani. So therefore, the more things you have going on, the less embarrassment, and therefore, Shloach Manos is really for the Ani, but we want to make sure we have the Shloach Manos when we're doing the Matanas Rav Yonim. Like the Gemara says, why no Megillah on Shabbos? Because Aniyim shall aniyim. The eyes of the Ani are waiting all year round for Purim. So therefore, the Chazon Ish writes and others that the reason why the Shita of Shloach Manos on Friday is it's always connected to the Matanas Rav Yonim, because that's the main purpose, is to make sure not to embarrass the Aniyim. That's the Shita of the Chazon Ish and others. The Karban Nisano says on Shabbos, that you should do it on Shabbos, because that's when Purim is. Aye, what about the Rishami, which says that you shouldn't have the Suda on Shabbos, because if you have the Suda's Purim on Shabbos, it's not recognizable. You're having a special Suda for Purim. You're having all the food anyway that you would have. You know, some say maybe you should have extra. Others say the Suda's on Shabbos, say you should have extra food on Shabbos, just like we do when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. Have another kugel, another cholin, etc. So therefore, the Karban Nisano says you can't have the Suda Shabbos. You can't have the Shloach Manos on Shabbos. But why not have the Suda? Because the Suda is not Nicker. But Shloach Manos, you don't do Shloach Manos on a regular Shabbos. And the fact you're doing Shloach Manos on Shabbos shows it's clearly Shloach Manos. Of course, the issue is, what about Zera Dera? What about carrying the Shloach Manos, etc.? But either way, that's the Shita of the Karban Nisano. I don't know if anyone follows that Shita, that they do the Shloach Manos on Shabbos. Some follow L'chumra, they have a meal on Shabbos and Sunday. And the Pri Chadash says, and others working with the Shita of the Trumas Hadeshen, that you should have the Shloach Manos on Sunday. Going to the Chazon Ish and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and others, the nature of Shloach Manos is basically, it's a glorified din of Matanos Rav Yonim, but it's another way not to embarrass them. Like, we all dress up in costumes on Purim in order not. But since if an Ani sticks out his hands, we have to give him, not to embarrass the Ani. If everyone's wearing masks and costumes, no one knows who they are. On the other side, the Pri Chadash is working with the Trumas Hadeshen, that the whole purpose of Shloach Manos is Midin Suda. We have a mitzvah of Sudas Purim. So whenever you have a din of Sudas Purim, that's when you have Shloach Manos. So maybe the Karban Nisano holds also. If you're having the Suda's Purim on Shabbos, you could argue maybe Shloach Manos. But the Pri Chadash is working, I think, with the mainstream Shita, that people have, even if they're going to have a Suda on Shabbos, with extra kugels or whatever they have, they're going to have a meal on, they're going to have the Shabbos. pick up the meal on Sunday, hence the Mishalach Manah. So you have, interesting, you have three Shitas this year. When do you do the Mishalach Manah? According to the Chazon Ish, you do it on Friday. It always goes together with Matanos Rav Yonim. According to the Karban Nisanel, you have it on Shabbos. What about the issue of carries? Or perhaps the Karban Nisanel is working with the Shitas Habach, that by inviting someone over for Shabbos, for a Sudas Shabbos, you get the mitzvah of Mishalach Manos. Everyone agrees to that. But what about the person who's being invited? The Chiddush of Habach is that you're joining in the Simcha and you're giving him Simcha. So the Shitas Habach, he talks about doing it every other year, and the Gemara talks about switching it around. But according to the Bach, even the one invited, so therefore you could be Yotzi Shalach Manos with not doing anything extra, just inviting them over. And then you have the Shita of the Pri Chodesh and others who would say it always goes with the Suda. So therefore, you could go L'chumra and do Shalach Manos Friday and Sunday and invite someone over for the Purim Suda. It might be difficult this year with COVID, and then get to Shalach Manos as well in on Shabbos.